So.
Now then, back over to the book of Hebrews. Oh, there's so many things here. Hebrews 9, 12, 14, and 23, we read those. Now, 10, 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with these sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect or blameless. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshipers once purged should have no more sin consciousness. Now, come on down. Then he, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting all his enemies he had made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Oh, Lord God. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart full of assurance, of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the profession or the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now let us consider one another to provoke unto love and of good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more. Verse 29, how much more sore of punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy that had trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath accounted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite of the Spirit of grace. That's the spirit under, that's the sin unto death. Now, why is it the sin unto death? God would forget that. Forgive that. I don't have time to take it to it, but it's in there. You can find it yourself. It's impossible to bring them to repentance. They have experienced it all. It's right there in the between the 5th and 6th chapter. They've been born again. And tasted of the powers to come, operated in the gifts of the Spirit, and then turn their back on him. It says it's impossible to bring them unto repentance. That's the problem. They've sold out to the devil. Now, it's so important that we and the TV audience realize that the book of Hebrews is the answer to what Jesus said, don't touch me, I have not yet ascended. This was his ascension. It's what the whole book is about. Well, there are other things involved, but that's the reason the Apostle Paul wrote this. Well, how did he get out of that? In Arabia. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Philippians 4, please. I want to go to the 19th verse. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How did he know that? Arabia. Caught up in the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I could not tell. It was revealed to me that on the night he was crucified, it was revealed to me that on the night when he was crucified, he said, I had no man teach me the gospel of the Messiah. It was revealed to me. He will meet all our needs according to his riches in glory. We just read about the riches in glory. Amen. Acts chapter 2. To 25. For David speaks concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh rest in hope. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will your Holy One to see corruption. You've made me known the ways of life. He's referring to the 22nd Psalm. And sometime read the Apostles' Creed. It's all in there. Now, it says, we believe in the Catholic Church. Didn't say Roman Catholic. The word Catholic simply means universal. Roman Catholic is a denomination. But it's all in there. He went to hell. He sent the Holy Spirit. See, those folks can read. And they believe it. I was in Hereford, Texas, a little North Texas town up there that's named after Hereford cattle, which came from Hereford, England. And there was only one rancher up there that had anything to do with it, and so they named the town after him. I was having a meeting there. And I'm telling you, a big man. I had two meetings in my lifetime in abandoned drug stores because, you know, I have a place to have a service. Now, the first one was in Wichita Falls, Texas, and we had the morning services in a synagogue. And the rabbi, Aline Arnold was a real estate woman there, and she was a friend of the rabbi's. And so no place to have, we had an abandoned drugstore building. And so she went to see him. And so I met him, of course. He said, now, Brother Copeland, this is my study. And he said, here are all of my study books. Just make yourself at home. And I was reading. And I was reading, it does not say, let there be. That's not in there. It's all right. It said, light be. Light was. At 186,000 miles a second, our God said, light, Elohim, plural, all three of them. Light be, light was. 24 hours, 16 billion miles of universe. And it said he rested on the seventh day. And I was always saying he didn't rest because he was tired. He was finished. And one day I said, Lord, were you tired, Kenneth? He said, yes, that's the reason I'm rested. There was a lot of force behind that. He spoke it by faith. And it just took, it pulled it out of him. And he just slung this universe into its existence. And the devil's one messed it up. Now, whether you know it or not, there have been two floods. Well, he did it in 7 days. No, he didn't. Between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, there's eons of time. Jesus said, I saw the devil fall out of heaven like lightning. Look it up in the book of Isaiah. He was here. And he messed this thing up. I will be like the Most High God. He left his place. And instead of being Lucifer, now he is Satan. Lucifer, son of the morning. Now, I didn't get this from the Lord, but just from reading, I'm convinced that he was Jesus' personal angel. And I'll tell you something else. It says his beauty, he was beautiful. And his pride fell. And he had musical instruments built within him. Everything but the trumpet, that's God's. Phil Driscoll let me know that for sure. Praise God. Well, we are saved, healed by faith. Philippians 4:19, Acts 2:25, Ephesians 1:1-4, we were chosen before the foundation of the world. Now, all of that Mark chapter 11, verse 12. In the morning when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And you know the story of that. Seeing a fig tree having it. Now, the Amplified Classic explains that. When there are leaves on a fig tree, there should be fruit there also. And Jesus walked up there expecting to receive it. Well, don't you know he knew when the fig... Don't ask me that I think he knows. Just read the book. Of course he knew. Well, then what in the world was happening? I've seen artist rendering of the first couple. I was led into a place that this man said, I want you to look what beautiful artwork this is. Look how gorgeous. And I looked at it, and both of them had belly buttons. Some of you didn't even get it. God created him out of dirt. She was out of his rib. What did they cover themselves with? You see her standing there with an apple in her hand. There's no mention of an apple being in the Garden of Eden. There's only one fruit mentioned. The fig. They clothed themselves with fig leaves. The fruit in the garden, the forbidden fruit, was a fig tree. And that tree, God paid back. Of course, he knew what he was doing. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we come to a close with this. Of course, Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, the Classic Amplified said it's a guaranteed, it is the title deed. It's the title deed. You own it before you see it. It is the title deed of things hoped for. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made out of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet he speaks. By faith, Enoch, when he was translated, should not see death and was found. God translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, notice this. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, in Isaac shall your seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from whence he received him in a figure. He'd already been promised. He fully planned to kill him. Why would he do such a thing as that? All you have to do is read the 17th chapter of Genesis and you can see it. My covenant is between me and thee. You're going to be no longer called Abram, but you will be called Abraham, the father of many nations. The H, Hashem, the name. The first recorded covenant name change in history. When Greg Stephen and I wrote the book, God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction, Gloria was Gloria Jean Meese. A few minutes later, she was Gloria Jean Copeland. We entered into a covenant together. Bound by covenant. Amen. I asked her to marry me on the first date. I thought, she is so beautiful. You know, her dad came up to me and my daughter's best looking girl in the state of Arkansas. And I saw her and I said, whew. Sunday, October the 8th, 1961, at 10 o'clock in the morning, Little Rock, Arkansas, atop the National O-Line Insurance Building in the penthouse. My dad was with that company. Arkansas was playing TCU for the Southwest Conference Championship. She walked in there and I thought, whew, man, she wasn't kidding. Look at this gorgeous woman. We walked out on the balcony and I said, Gloria, would you like to come out and look at the city of Little Rock? She patted me on the back and I fell in love with her. I mean it. All the bitterness did that and just left me. I knew right then I'd spend the rest of my life with her. Amen. We were in love with one another and still are.
Amen.
And we entered into a covenant. I went over to Blevins, Arkansas. I said, Mr. Niece, I have come to ask your daughter's hand in marriage. And he sang to say, well, yeah, I introduced you to her. Maudire said, Kenneth, I'm just going to ask you one thing. Take care of my little girl. And I've been doing my best to do that.
Amen.
I'm pointing out how powerful covenant is. April the 13th, it will be 63 years. And that night, she said, okay. And she got in the house. She said, I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. She's not out of it yet, not about me. This blood covenant book needs to be understood for that reason. The preciousness of his blood. The sinless blood had to purify heaven. Heaven was polluted because Adam broke the covenant that he had with God. He was right there with her. She turned and he ate. I've often wondered what would have happened. He said, no! Get out of my garden! He had authority to do that.
Are you facing challenges that are holding you back and seem impossible to overcome? You weren't created to live limited. You were created to live anointed. In his audio teaching, The Anointing Factor, Kenneth Copeland reveals the divine force that transforms everything. The anointing of God. It's not talent or luck. It's God on you, empowering you to do what only He can do. Discover how the anointing lifts heavy burdens and positions you to thrive, even in the toughest times. When you know who you are in Christ, it's impossible to be hopeless. See yourself through God's eyes, full of grace, wisdom, and power. Develop a lifestyle of flowing in the anointing every day and be equipped to live in the promises of God. His word is alive. His name is anointed. And as part of his body, so are you. It's time to factor in the anointing and walk in the victory that's already yours. Request your free copy of The Anointing Factor by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download on kcm.org/TV special. This 10-message teaching series will help you learn how to factor the anointing of God into every part of your life. The anointing destroys every yoke of bondage and turns defeat into victory. This free offer is good for 60 days. So go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, and download your free copy of The Anointing Factor today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week's guest from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is based on the subject of the anointing of God. It's Brother Copeland's teaching series, The Anointing Factor. Find out how to factor the anointing of God into your life and watch it destroy every yoke of bondage, which is anything that is trying to keep you from receiving God's best. Download your free copy today on kcm.org and begin your study into this exciting 10-message series by Brother Copeland. Now, I want to invite you to the Southwest Believers Convention coming up July 28th through August 2nd in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Brother Copeland and his guests for a six-day event at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Come and see him in person along with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, Jesse DePlantis, Keith Moore, Bill Winston, Jeremy Pearsons, Nancy Dufresne, Keith Butler, and Benny Hinn. Get ready to experience God's presence in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith. Come expecting to receive God's direction for your life as you hear the word preached in power. There are also children and youth services planned for the week, so bring the entire family. Let your faith come alive at the Southwest Believers Convention, July 28th through August 2nd. This entire event is free to attend, so make your plans to be there. Register today on kcn.org/events. And you know what? We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.